Broadcasting live from the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum in Columbus, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning, live from Columbus, Georgia at the beautiful Columbus Trade and Convention Center. This morning, I'm very excited that my first guest is Mr. Chris Woodruff. Chris is Commercial Manager and Sales Associate at W.C. Bradley Company, one of the great companies and really companies that made Columbus, Georgia what it is today. Very excited because Chris is our keynote speaker this morning. He's the one that's going to open up the program. Chris has done some amazing things. Georgia Trend Magazine, 40 Under 40, Top 5 Under 40, an honor by the Columbus and the Valley Magazine each year. Chris, it's just a pleasure to have you on Booth 61 this morning. Thanks for dropping by.
Ricky, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm just happy to be sitting next to you.
What's going on in Columbus, Georgia?
Columbus is up and moving. We're quickly progressing to a city that few ever thought we could become, and it's an amazing place to live, an amazing place to work, and an amazing place to be a young professional.
What's going on with the W.C. Bradley Company these days? It's a long way from the charbroils of my youth.
It is. W.C. Bradley is doing a fantastic job continuing its exploration across different business opportunities. From a real estate perspective, they are working to completely transform the downtown along with other investors and have really made some serious headway and have done a lot down here.
Now, you're the board chair of the Young Professionals of Columbus, Georgia. I understand that organization was doing fine. You came on board, and it's a rocket ship. You have doubled or tripled the membership. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was the board chair in 2013, and I would love to say that it was all me that did that. But in reality, it was the efforts of a fantastic board, a tremendous set of committee chairs, and unbelievable volunteers that helped us go from 400 members to 636 members in under a year.
And what are you going to talk about this morning?
This morning, the focus is going to be really reaching out to the older generations and helping them to understand what the millennials are about, and also to discuss the idea of opening the doors of leadership, trying to extend that invitation, extend that hand through to pull the young professionals and the millennials over the threshold.
Well, that sounds exciting, being a 62-year-old. I'm trying to learn that each and every day. So. I've got 20-year-old children and a little grandbaby, so I'm looking forward to your presentation. But, Chris, thank you very much for dropping in today, and I wish you great success in the future.
Thank you so much.
God bless.